This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A grand jury has indicted alleged gang members accused in multiple shootings across Metro Denver. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The indictment comes after a multi-year investigation by the Regional Anti-Violence Enforcement Network, or RAVEN, Task Force. 13 alleged members of the gang are facing 255 felony counts involving 113 victims. Other charges include attempted homicide, aggravated auto theft, assault, menacing, and robbery. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A bill in the U.S. Senate to address technology threats from foreign adversaries has the support of Colorado's Michael Bennett. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The RESTRICT Act would authorize the Commerce Secretary to mitigate foreign threats to information and communications technology. Bennett and others noted that while TikTok is the concern right now, the threat has gone back years, ranging from Russia's Kaspersky antivirus software to Huawei's 5G system.
TikTok's only the latest example, but we know it's not going to be the last. We need Congress to move beyond the whack-a-mole solution that we have been focused on and have a more strategic approach.
Lawmakers have introduced several bills recently to deal with the national security concerns over TikTok. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University has an interim athletic director. Joan McDermott spent 17 years as athletic director for MSU Denver and later served in the same position at the University of San Francisco. McDermott replaces Kim Miller, who resigned in January after only 5 months on the job. They're looking for a new fire chief in Nederland. The latest chief has resigned after less than 2 years. His predecessor was fired in 2021 on a vote of no confidence. The city's fire district board will name an interim chief in a few days and begin the search for a permanent replacement. This is CPR News and KRCC.